Serious question I need to ask, Tana. Do chickens have souls?
No.
Because
chickens are food.
Monkeys can be food.
Not usually.
People can be food.
Sometimes.
Can dogs be food?
No.
They're not supposed to.
Not supposed to.
But you could eat a dog.
Technically, you could eat anything. It's made of meat.
But chickens don't have souls because they're strictly food. Is it like fish? Do fish have souls?
Do you think birds have souls?
Yes, penguins do.
Unless you can make an emotion with your face, I don't think you have a soul.
Oh, come on. Penguins make emotion. What about peach-faced lovebirds?
They move their necks around. It's not really an emotion.
It is. I do it. Look, I know this is an audio podcast, but I'm putting my head to the side saying, Kinda.
No eyebrows, no emotions, no soul.
So cats don't have souls.
So soul equals eyebrows.
But I thought cats have souls, but theirs go straight to hell.
I don't think. Have you ever seen a ghost cat?
Yes.
There have been so many reports of ghost dogs, but I've never heard of a ghost cat.
Oh, man. I've got some stories for you, but we won't get into it. What the fuck is going on, creepers and creepettes? Welcome to the Crypt Creeper Horror Show. I am your host, the Cryptid Creep, a.k.a. Gory Martinez of Angelic Desolation, sitting here with my lovely one-year anniversary wife,
yeah.
Killer Kenna. Today is our one-year anniversary. We're not pre-filming this, or not filming, recording this. We're recording it today, Friday, the 13th.
Yeah, we planned it out that way.
Yeah, we got married on a Thursday last year just so we could celebrate on Friday the 13th, our 1 year.
Yeah.
We've known each other longer than that, though.
15, 16 years.
Yeah, something like that. 27, 45 years, something like that.
Since 1922.
But we got married last year. 1 year to the day, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is 1 year to the day.
1 year to the day, the 13th. And since it's Friday the 13th and our anniversary, we did something kind of not special at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, no, we have a lot of shit going on right now in our lives, and it's being our anniversary, and there'll be other Friday the 13th in which we can do something cool. But we did something kind of cool. I thought it's cool. Whatever. We're doing Sleepy Hollow. Yay. Johnny Depp.
We're not going to do the thing that you think we're all going to do.
And so, yeah, it's still going to be a fun episode. We got a little pep in our step because it's our special day. And fuck, let's dive the fuck in.
All right.
So we did Sleepy Hollow, 1999, Johnny Depp, directed by Tim Burton, of course, the man, and starring Johnny Depp, Christina Ricci, Christopher Walken, Casper Van Dien, Miranda Richardson, Lisa Marie, Michael Gavin, Michael Goh. Okay, so this sucks. So Michael Goh fucking died the year you and me originally hooked up. Not met, but hooked up.
Started dating.
Do you know who he is?
Huh.
He's my Alfred. That's my Alfred. Keaton's Alfred. That's my Alfred.
Yeah.
And anyways, I don't know about that. I just this is the other thing. Michael Goh was actually born in Malaysia.
What?
Yeah. Huh. He died in the United Kingdom, but he was born in Malaysia. Huh. Guess what shire he died in?
Northumberland Shire.
Nope.
Anglo-Saxon Shire.
Close.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Almost. Yeah, actually closer.
Worcestershire?
No.
Worcestershire.
Wiltshire.
Oh. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Somebody's yelling. we also got Christopher Lee, fucking the man.
Hell yeah.
Mark Pickering, Jeffrey Jones, Richard Griffins. Jeffrey Jones, he says, was a pederast, right?
Hell yeah, he's a pederast. Well, I wouldn't say technically but he got caught with pederast type things on a computer.
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually ever acted on it in real life, or if he just...
I don't know.
Pictures, nasty fucker.
He's kind of a weirdo. He's been in a lot of movies that I've liked over the years anyway, but... Anyway, back to Sleepy Hollow. So we start off with Ichabod Crane. He's a detective. But he's ahead of his time. He wants to investigate crimes. They start off finding a dead body in the river. And the rest of the police force is like, he drowned. He's in a river.
Naturally.
And he's like, why is he in the river, though? And they're like, he fell. He drowned. Naturally. Case closed.
I know a few police departments that's their logic train of thought.
His man must have fell on a bunch of bullets.
Yep. Stabbed himself 8 times in the back.
Threw himself off a bridge.
And the damnedest thing happened.
So anyways, he wants to investigate. He's arguing with, like, the head of the police chief, whatever. I don't know the fuck it was called back then.
Inspector.
Well, this takes place in America.
They were still calling him Inspector,
though. Were they?
And they all had English accents.
They didn't have English. Well, yeah, some of them did. But mm-hmm. This is, like, colonial U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, so they decided to send him to Sleepy Hollow. Say, you want to be a detective? Detect this, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
They sent him to Sleepy Hollow. And there's been a string of murders, beheadings. But the head goes missing. But why?
Because back then, all you had to do to identify someone was to see their face. But without a face, no identity. Scott. Free.
No bullshit, because they knew who all these people were.
Damn it.
Yeah.
The one flaw in his plan.
But it's because everybody had like one or two suits. So they could. That's Jonathan Roberts' suit.
That's his Friday suit.
That's his Friday. His Friday through Monday suit.
His end of the week suit.
His end of the week suit. That's Jonathan Richardson's work suit.
I know those ruffles anywhere.
And plus, there's only like, what, 100 people in this village, and somebody goes missing.
Yeah, you're gonna know
who. You're gonna know who it is, especially if you can identify the ruffles.
Serial killing was in its infancy back then. They had to learn trial by error.
So they have a legend of the Headless Horseman.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Walken. I'm not going to do my Christopher Walken impression because I have not perfected it yet.
It isn't the greatest.
It is not. No, it is not. I admit that. Sorry if any listener who's disappointed, but I will work on it. And by the end of the year, we will watch something and I will do Christopher Walken something. I don't care what movie it is. I'll cram it in there. Be Lawnmower Man. I'm gonna be Christopher Walken as Lawnmower Man. Gonna work on it. But anyways, and he's got like sharpened teeth and his evil eyes, and he's just like a fucking slaughterer.
Mm-hmm. He actually is really cool.
Yeah, he fucks people up. But they end up cornering him, and he sees two little girls in the woods. And he tells them to be quiet. One of them just snaps a twig. Everybody, these guys find him. They kick the shit out of him. They fucking cut his head off.
Boom, dead.
Boom. They bury him in some cool looking tree.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Dead.
You're dead. God damn it. I want to do my Christopher Walken impression, but I really don't want to embarrass myself. I know.
You do that anyway for your own entertainment.
I know. That's why I don't need to add it, insult to injury. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Anyway. And this is... The effects were fucking cool in this movie. And, like, just the scenery and just Tim Burton's eye. I think this is an underrated directed by Tim Burton movie. In my opinion.
I always think it's funny. Anytime you watch anything that's Tim Burton... You know that there's going to be some kind of fucked up eyewear, and there's going to be gears.
And there's going to be a main female character with a weird face.
Mm-hmm.
This one's got Christina Ricci. The other movies, he usually uses his wife.
Yeah.
He's got a thing about weird chicks with weird faces.
Something Boehm.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're ugly, because they're not. I think Christina Ricci's hot. I think his wife's hot. But they have weird faces.
Yeah.
Come on.
He likes the awkwardness. Asymmetry of the
Eccentric role. So anyways, Barry Ann, but whatever. Ichabod Crane's not buying the bullshit. He's like, no, this is stupid. This is a person. There's no ghost. There's no headless horseman. La 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 la. He goes into town. And I forgot to mention, when he first gets into town, he has to make out Christina Ricci. So, in my opinion, it's a good town to live in.
Makes out with her, grabs her boobs.
Grabs her by the vagina, lifts her up with one hand. Just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That was my fantasy.
I saw it.
But they're playing, I don't know, they're playing some stupid fucking colonial game. God damn, the shit you had to do to entertain yourself before, like, TV and phones.
Cover your eyes and spin around.
And spin around and kiss somebody. Yay!
We used to do that as children, just in our backyards, and we didn't kiss nobody. We just
spun around. That's because we didn't discover drugs yet. I remember I stopped spinning when I discovered marijuana.
Yeah,
don't need to.
Like, I don't have to do this to feel dizzy anymore.
To feel good about myself. So anyways, he's going on an investigation now, and he's trying to figure out, and then, you know, more people keep getting their heads cut off, head goes missing. He gets attacked by, quote-unquote, the headless horseman in a bridge, but it's this asshole who's, like, the boyfriend or fiancé of Christina Ricci, who didn't like him because he kissed his lady.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, that was the same thing as putting your dick in her mouth.
Yep.
And so the dude's dressed up like the headless horseman, has the pumpkin and everything that we all know from the story. Throws it at Ichabod, goes down the way a little bit, takes it off. You find out it's him. They're all laughing. Ichabod just, like, faints. He fucking faints all the time in his goddamn movie. We were drinking for fainting.
Was his corset too tight? What's going on with people back then fainting all the time?
I don't recall.
They all hemophiliacs.
I don't recall anyone else really in the movie fainting.
I'm talking about other movies.
I don't know.
I think they're all hemophiliacs because they're all inbred.
But Johnny Depp / Ichabod Crane in this fucking movie faints all the goddamn time. And every time he faints, he has a memory of his mother, who was a witch. She was an actual witch, but she was, like, the cool kind of, like, hippie hot witch.
Mm-hmm.
Showing cleave, like, just floating around, being in nature with all that cotton in the fucking air.
Oh, yeah. That whole scene made my nose
run. Yeah, me too. But she loved her son. He loved his mom. Whatever. But apparently his dad was, like, a Protestant fucking psycho. I don't understand how they got the fuck in the first place.
Through a sheet. With a hole in it.
Yeah, but she looks like she likes to get, like, down, like, in the grass on a fucking starry night. And he just looks like, don't make a sound as I pump for a child. Right?
Ew.
You find out that dude's his dad. And you're like, dude, and he's got, like, the wig and the cape and the fucking just, like, the Christian garb, and it's just, like, fucking, that's exactly how he looks like. Let me give you my seed in silence.
Ew. You and I would have been burned as witches if we, like, went to bed and we woke up and it was those times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some of the shit we do, oh, yeah.
I'd be hung just because you weren't white.
Yep. I'd be killed just because I'm not white.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm kind of white. 25%. Yeah. That's not enough, is it?
I mean, your farmer's tan.
My farmer's tan is
says that you are.
Look, I can prove it. 25% German. Don't kill me. All right.
Second half. We're going to get to some opinion.
We're going to get into some opinion.
Me and Jay might yell at each other.
And we'll, yeah, okay. I agree with that. We'll try to finish talking about this movie. Because when we come back, we see the Headless Horseman! All right. We'll be right back, Creepers. Okay, we got shit to do today.
Yeah.
So I gotta finish up my synopsis.
So
anyways, eventually Ichabod Crane comes across the actual Headless Horseman. When he meets that fat, I don't know what they are, the town's old wise men.
The elders. The council.
Yeah, the fat one's trying to leave. He has a talisman that he thinks protects him.
Now you got me fucking it up.
Anyways, it doesn't. He gets his head fucking lopped off in front of Ichabod Crane. Headless Horseman, and his head falls right by his nuts. Ichabod's nuts. And then Headless Horseman takes the sword, pokes the head, runs off with it. And then that was one of the funniest parts of the movie, is when they go, Ichabod Crane's not coming out of his room, and he's in the corner of his bed with the blankets up. He's like, it was a Headless Horseman. It was a Headless Horseman. And they're like, yes, we told you so. He's like, it was a Headless Horseman.
Faint.
And he starts remembering about his father yelling at the mom for witchcraft. You see, there's no dialogue. You just see him yelling at her, like holding her by her hair. And she made like witchy markings in the sand. And the father drops the Holy Bible on it and points out what I would imagine would be the thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Probably.
Yeah.
And you know that book more than I do.
Yeah. And that's in the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's why they still kill children in Africa. No, because of that verse. Thank you, Bibble.
Bibbles.
But anyways, fast forward, Ichabod goes to this long room. There's like this, when he's a kid, he's still fainted. And there's like torture shit or whatever. And there's an Iron Maiden. He opens it up and his mom was in the Iron Maiden. And there's blood. By the way, this movie's super fucking violent. I love it. Mm-hmm. But Headless Horseman kills like a couple, kills their kid. Yes, there was three heads in that duffel bag. He killed that kid. And they get in a fight, but the horseman doesn't really kill you. He doesn't take your head unless it turns out someone's controlling him. They go to like this tree of death they go to this witch that's fucking crazy. She tells him where this tree of death is. The tree is full of fucking heads. That's where he spawns from. Respawn. Mm-hmm. But his body's buried there, and there's a skeleton, but there's no skull. So whoever has a skull is controlling the Headless Horseman. And so it ends up being this big conspiracy. It turns out to be Christina Ricci's stepmother.
The evil stepmother.
Evil stepmother that's controlling the horseman. And like, seriously, watch this movie because there's a whole thing about it. But she's basically just killing off people to like gain property rights and money and all this shit. Mm-hmm. And anybody that stood in the way gets fucking decapitated. But the horseman takes the heads until his head is returned. So they end up finding out. She summons the horseman one more time to kill Christina Ricci, Johnny Depp, and the kid that he hired whose father was killed. And yada, yada, yada. Johnny Depp fucking ends up getting the skull back to the horseman. Puts it on. Christopher Walken. Fuck, I wish I would have practiced that. I'll do Christopher Walken before the end of the year. Oh God, I almost did it. Okay, I'm not going to though. But he gets his head back, and he grabs the evil stepmother and takes her back to hell. That was the thing. He couldn't go to hell until he got his head back. So he got his head back, takes the evil stepmother back through the bloody head tree, back to hell. End of story.
Can you imagine what that tree smelled like?
Yeah, I know. Ugh. I'm surprised he didn't faint at that, little bitch. But anyways, end of the movie. I guess he gets with Christina Ricci. They adopt that kid. I'm assuming they go back to New York City. Yay, yay, yay. Yay.
Happily
ever after. Now, what was the thing you wanted to argue about?
You're not.
It is our 1 year anniversary. We might as well have a marital argument right now.
Yeah, that's naturally.
Okay.
Naturally. While the effects and everything were neat.
Uh-huh.
And it was violent.
Uh-huh.
If you ask me 10 years from now what I thought about it, I probably won't ever remember watching it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Probably not, because there were a couple scenes where I was watching it and I'm like, have I seen this before? So for me, it's forgettable.
It's not forgettable. Are you shitting me?
I think I might have actually seen it before, but I forgot every fucking part of it.
Directed by Tim Burton. Tim Burton's fucking vision. It's a story about it, one of the oldest fucking legends in American history. The Headless Horseman. It has one of the greatest actors. Yes, I am Team Johnny Depp. I don't give a shit. Fuck Amber Heard. One of the greatest fucking actors of all times, with Christina fucking Ricci in it. On top of that, it's super fucking violent. And it's the Headless Horseman.
I like the Mickey Mouse one.
Are you, you motherfucker.
The Disney one with Mickey. Who is the Headless Horseman? Was it Donald Duck?
It doesn't matter. That's stupid. This one had violence. It had horror. It had a vision.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes I come across movies that everyone's like, I fucking love that movie. I'm like, have I seen it? And I have a few times. But I don't notice till, like, most of the way through the movie. I was like, oh, yeah.
It's because there's, like, ghosts and witches and shit. And you're like, yeah, it's not like Hostel.
Maybe.
Where it's maybe torture. Maybe because it's
English-sounding people.
English. It's colonial United States. They had to get rid of that accent eventually.
Yeah.
Are you? If they made a colonial United States movie and everyone was like, "Hey, get out of the way! What are you doing? I'm walking in."
That's why Christopher Walken didn't have no lines.
That's exactly why he didn't have no lines.
And we circled back to agreeing.
I think his only line in the movie was "Shh." And yeah.
Could you imagine Christopher Walken trying to do a fucking English accent?
Your colonial accent.
What the fuck would that sound like?
Don't, you're tempting me now. Stop it.
Second layer of your practice.
Okay, you want me to try to do Christopher Walken doing a colonial accent? That's what you want me to practice on.
By the end of the year.
End of the year.
Okay.
So not just Christopher Walken, but also Christopher Walken doing a colonial accent.
Okay. Bye. By Halloween.
I can't do Christopher Walken doing a colonial accent because he's never done one. I can do him trying. He can say colonial things.
Colonial. I think the vision I put in my own head made me almost cry.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's going to be colonial. All right, I'll practice Christopher Walken saying colonial things. My, the corn, it's dry. Something like that?
Yes.
Okay, but better.
Yeah, do more better.
Do more better. I'll do more better. I'll let you, all right. All right, we'll pick a movie, and I'll just shoehorn him in. Or we'll just do it at the end of the episode. For the fans.
Yeah. It'll be an offshoot. Just kind of like a snippet.
Yeah. Oh, man. Should we get into some facts, or are we done arguing?
I'm done arguing.
Yeah, because you're wrong.
I love you.
But we're married, so you're right.
Yeah. Everything works out for Canner.
All right, ready?
Uh-huh.
IMDb.
IMD.
IMD. Oh, this is, you can prove you wrong. This is how good of a movie this is.
Mm-hmm.
You beautiful woman, you. 7.3 out of 10. I bet your beloved Hostel got bullshit out of 10.
Okay.
Ready?
Huh.
Rot Toms. 70%.
Yeah, that's about right.
Because it's colonial times. They didn't film it in colonial times, obviously.
No. The kalalala.
Kalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal
probably.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, anything back then, and even still today. Mm-hmm. That's a fuck ton of money.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. And Christina Ricci.
Yeah. Best Wednesday Addams there was.
Yep. I give you that.
Mm-hmm.
We can agree upon that. Mm-hmm. By the way, Michael Goh was also in some horror films. He did, he was in Konga. That was the King Kong fucking English King Kong.
Konga.
Hello, sir. Do you mind if I steal your woman? Thank you, there. he was in Horrors of the Black Museum and in The Horror of Dracula. Yeah. Shit, dude, he was in Trog. He did Horror Hospital. He was in Satan's Slave. He's in The Phantom of the Opera, 1962.
Oh, let me bring something up before we wrap this up.
What's that?
Because I don't know if you know.
Okay.
Fred Ward.
Yeah?
From Tremors.
Uh-huh.
From Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
He died?
He died. He died on the 11th.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Mm-mm.
God damn. The older we get, the more people die.
But that damn queen is still alive.
Yeah, how the fuck is the queen still alive, that bitch?
I don't know. They have her. Maybe Buckingham Palace is like an incubator.
Is it? Is there a contest between Jimmy Carter and the queen to see who dies first?
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck is Jimmy Carter still alive?
The joy of children's laughter lets him live longer and longer.
And the joy of drinking children's blood lets the queen live longer and longer.
Yeah. Dips a crumpet in it.
God damn, dude. Everybody dies.
No. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Well, you promised me you would never die.
Never.
You made that promise.
I tried, but it didn't happen, so.
No, don't try. Stop it.
According to my anesthesia coma, I accused you of not telling me that I died on my table.
Because you did it. Because if you did, you get the same treatment as any friend of mine that dies and comes back on the operating table. I rush in the hospital and I say, "You died, dude." I would have done that to you.
Probably would have hit you.
I know. You were in no mood. All right, creepers and creepettes, I think me and Killer Kenna is going to go celebrate our anniversary.
Damn right.
After we go to a graduation and then we go to a barbecue thing to say goodbye.
So about 8:40.
To family, friends.
8:45 p.m.
8:45 p.m.
Does that sound good for you? Does that work for you?
We will be celebrating our
anniversary. Let me look at my schedule. 8:45. I'm free.
Why are we so busy all the time?
Bullshit.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? We make time for this podcast most time.
Yep, most of the time.
So, creepers and creepettes, I think this is going to end. the episode on Angelic Desolation going on tour here soon. I don't have the tour dates in front of me. Check out our website or just any social media for Angelic Desolation. I don't do dates. I do vocals and I do lyrics, and that's it. That's all I care about.
I'll be leaving the 26th of May, and the 27th, they'll be in Phoenix. 28th, Kingston, Arizona. 29th, LA. Don't quote me on that. And then back home on the 30th.
Yep. That sounds good.
Yep.
That sounds about right. We do have a show on the 30th as well. I don't know. I don't remember where. Where is it?
Denver.
Mile High Stadium. Be there. Make sure you get there early. All right, creepers and creepettes. Until next time, Vaya con Diablos, motherfuckers.
Bye.